أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا
الحمد لله رب العالمين صلاه والسلام على حبيبه خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى اله واصحابه وسلم اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ان صلاتي ونسكي ومحياي ومماتي لرب العالمين لا شريك له وبذلك أمرت وأنا أول المسلمين. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إنما الأعمال بالنيات. وبعد. Most respected and noble علماء كرام of the Quran كرام. ألز جماعة المسلمين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله. On the most precious gift of Islam, the perfect and teachings of Islam, every injunction has it the perfect of His most beloved, the most lofty in the entire creation, that great personality and being whom Allah Ta'ala has given superiority over His entire in this dunya. And that superiority would be passed on the day of Qiyamah, that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would be honored with ash-shafa'atul 'azma, the major and great intercession, whereas other form of intercession when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam went again when remove his ummatis and followers from the fire of Jahannam, but one major intercession on behalf of the entire humanity for the hisab and the accountability to at least commence taking people out of the misery of waiting and anxiety. These are moments where every one of an individual, as a Muslim community in this part of the world, and also one of the Ummah of Rasulullah, that as much as possible be adopted to draw the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. One hand, we know there is sporadic unrest now and again. What the Ummah is going through in different parts of the world, be it Kashmir, Syria, Palestine, Afghanistan, the Central African Republic, Somalia, Kashmir, many other parts of the world, and also right now at present in our region, the fact that rains have not yet fallen, almost 2 months expect. A time for us to do sincere introspection and adopt the means by which we can speedily the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Rain is considered mentioned by Allah Ta'ala in the Quran, and we base it on an incident, historical incident, amazing story, that none other than our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself had once mentioned. Sahaba radhiyallahu anhum ajma'in. The objective of the narration and the listening to such incident stories, Allah Ta'ala tells us in the Quran Kareem itself, لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبْرَةٌ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ, that in the narration of incidents of the past, of historical incidents, the intellectual ones and those with great foresight derive lessons practically implemented into their lives. Allah Ta'ala also tells us an objective is, and this has also been cited as the reason as to why we look at incidents in the lives of past pious people. وَكُلَّا نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ بَائِرْ رُسُلْ مَا نُثَبِّتُ بِهِ فُؤَادَكَ. Allah Ta'ala says, we narrate the incidents of the past messengers so that it may strengthen your heart and the heart of the believers to gain strength therefrom. This incident is mentioned in various books of hadith, the Bukhari, Muslim Sharif. Many other hadith kitabs contain the incident. The narrator from our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Sayyidina Abu Abdurrahman Abdullah bin Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu anhu, son of Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu anhu, whose name is Abdullah, he is one of the al-mukthirin, one of those who have narrated an abundant number of ahadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as the glorious examples for the youth of this ummah into how they had dedicated themselves to the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in order to convey the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in latter times. So Sayyidina Abdullah radiyallahu anhuma says, one occasion Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recount, and then it so happened while in an area where there was no human settlements, night had fallen, and also it started to rain. And due to this, they were forced to take refuge in a cave. Once they had entered that cave safely, suddenly, as we know that in mountains we see road signs when we travel, rock falls. This was not a rock, a huge boulder fell and covered the entire end of the cave. The mouth of the cave was completely sealed. And many people believe, obviously after having possibly expired various means to get out, realize that boulder is immovable with human resources, and that there is only one way of salvation, and that is, as Allah Ta'ala says, فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ, hasten to none than Allah Ta'ala. So all of them said that what means dropped on this instance, when we are totally helpless, this boulder is immovable, nobody is aware of our whereabouts, so they cannot trace our footsteps and find us. So they said, let us make dua. Let us resort to dua, fervent dua, Allah Ta'ala. But how do we make dua? An amazing means it is called ad-dua bit-tawassul bil-amal as-salihah. Let us place in the court of Allah Ta'ala some good deeds that we have done in our lives. In fact, of the deeds Allah has guided us, that in which we pin our greatest hopes, but very important that it be as hopeful as possible that it was done with absolute sincerity for Allah's pleasure alone, total truthfulness between us and Allah Ta'ala in those deeds. So number one goes ahead and he says in supplication to Allah Ta'ala that, oh Allah, you know that at some point in my they had reached the limits of old age, they were totally helpless. And this person knew that serving his key to Jannah. And his habit, he says, that he used to take out goats to herd for the day. And when he would come in the evening, he would fill the utensils with milk from those goats. And before anybody else, before his only, his wife and his labor, he would first give to his parents, knowing that these are the two whom Allah Ta'ala has given the most rights of me. These are those who had showered me with greatest of compassion when I was a totally helpless child. As we say in the dua, رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا. Oh Allah, have mercy upon both of my sons. كَمَا رَبَّيَنِي صَغِيرًا. As lovingly nurtured me when I was a helpless infant. And so he says, one occasion I went out with my goats, but that day I delayed in getting back in the search of some special tree or pastures for my goats. And when I came back later than normal, I hastened to milk those goats. And when I called my elderly parents, I found that due to my delay, they had already fallen asleep. Status of hadith, and therefore very important that we understand our deen through those who are experts in the field to make us understand. Commentators add that he would probably even his little innocent a little bit of milk, possibly just to keep them away from severe hunger, but not as per the normal. And then he says, I stood at the headside of my elderly beloved parents as they were resting throughout the entire night. I did not move from there. This fierce fear, on the one hand, I did not inconvenience them and wake them up from their sleep. And this was them from his side, that do not disturb the sleep possible. A person to sleep thereafter. But I waited the entire night in other means. Leave it on the bedside. They will see it, obviously. But he knew here is a chance to draw directly from the treasures of Allah Ta'ala. And how much does this not emphasize to us, the right parents, especially when they reach an advanced age. Yes, will say things that may irritate a person. Yes, they will do things that may seem to be inconveniencing our lifestyle. But remember ourselves, that dua, Allah Ta'ala's dua teaches us that we were also helpless infants, and what did they not do for us? Houses. In the instance of youngsters, which use towards parents these days, how sad it is that parents are considered a burden. Considered an inconvenience in my normal lifestyle. Wallah serve, see the barakat and blessings in this dunya together with the akhirah. And if they have passed on, we can still make amendments, fervent dua, begging Allah forgiveness, isal thawab, sadaqa jariya on their behalf, to try and atone for our shortcomings. And the full night goes with his children around him. He stands that entire night waiting for them to wake up. And then he says, oh Allah, and he makes this dua. You know that I had done. And here he's not dependent on himself. He leaves it in Allah Ta'ala's mercies court. That, oh, if you know with humility that I had done this only and solely for your pleasure. Allah, kunta ta'lamu anni fa'altu dhalika ibtigha'a wajhik. فَفَرِّجْ عَنَّا مَا نَحْنُ فِيهِ. Wallah, if you know I had done this deed exclusively only to gain your happiness, no ulterior motive, then, oh Allah, accept that action, and by its means, Ya Allah, remove this calamity that we find ourselves in. Amazingly, the boulders shift a little bit, but just a minute amount so that they can at least see the outline in my life. There was a certain point in the vigor and the pinnacle of youth and my desires. Greatly attracted to a female relative of mine, some put it as his cousin, and her heart had penetrated my heart. As I attempted to make advancements towards her in a haram manner, she was a woman of piety, so she read my advances. One day, drought had set into our region. She was in a desperate financial situation. She came to me for financial assistance. I put it on the condition that allow me act to yourself, and I will definitely help you. She refuses this advancement, comes back a time in desperation, again refuses. On the third instance, in total desperation, she allows him that fine. He says, as I was in a position totally able to fulfill my desire in our manner, she starts to shiver and shake usually, and I ask her the reason for this. She says, I beg, do not take ill in a haram manner. Never have I done this action, so do not be the first to do it. And he had already given an amount of 120 gold coins for this. He says to himself that she, in a desperate situation, is fearing Allah to that extent. I, who live in such comforts and luxury, fear Allah Ta'ala. So at that critical point, he takes and abstains from haram when the temptation is at its worst, and he leaves it. And then he says in his supplication, the difficulty we find ourselves in, Subhanallah, the power of an action, a good deed, inspired by that fear that Allah is watching me, and as the quality of chastity of staying away from haram, Subhanallah, the boat moves a little bit. So one of the qualities to adopt, to draw, when we are desperately in need of Allah, Ta'ala, is to forsake haram and sin. Third one then engages in, but the boulder had moved. They could see the surroundings, but not enough for a human to escape. The third one engages in dua. And this is amazing. Say, Ya Allah, you know, at certain time in my life, I was in need of the services of some laborers. So I took employment for a day's work. I had promised to pay them beans of rice, an amount called faraq, that equate plus minus 9.5 kilograms. So call it almost a 10 kilogram bag of rice was the payment for the day. One came after midday. I said that I will pay him half that amount. He also worked, but he worked so hard. End of the day, I said, Alf, he has done the work equivalent to an entire day work. So I also 9.5 kilograms of rice plus minus. One of those who was in the morning, object that we had worked and toiled the entire day and he only half a day. So why give him the same as us? I said to him, oh my brother, I paid you in full what I had promised you. He has exerted himself and I wish to repay him. Important lesson that we have in our employment, and so important is this. Those who are in our employment, those whom we are owing rights to, hukuk of wealth, of halal earnings, we know that we can full increase it somewhat. Those in our domestic employment, we financial, the desperate poverty in our country, and then on the excuse that they don't do it, or they will get spoiled, and we know it will not dent us in any way whatsoever financially. The person who had employed him kept aside what was due to him, invested it, reaped it, it grew into plantations. Eventually, in years by it became an entire valley of camels, goats, sheep, and many other forms of wealth. Years later, the laborer comes by now an old man, and he says to this person that you still owe me my right from that time. And this is khashi, fear of Allah and the rights of people, where he says that I have been waiting for you for many, many years to give you your right. Alhamdulillah, you have come today. So to him, and that person is expecting your nine and a half kilograms of rice. Look at this valley. All the livestock in there, all this wealth belongs totally to you. He says, are you making fun of me? Are you making a mockery of me? The man says that no, I had invested what was your haq and right. And this is what it has perpetuated to. This is how it has exist. Take all of it. And he says that man took three single bid that was due, not leaving behind a single animal. And then now he engaged Allah. If you knew I had done that action, fulfilling the rights of others, so how despisable it is that we eat the rights of other people financially. We know owing a person a haq and a right without any reason hold it. Unemployment. A person leaves very sadly. A brother said to me, my hard-earned money, equivalent to $50,000, I left it as an amana with somebody. And suddenly one day he cannot reach him by phone. I go to his place and it's disappeared. Let us fear Allah Ta'ala when it comes of others. And so, O Allah, if I had done this action only for your pleasure and happiness, Ya Allah, remove this calamity in which we find ourselves. It is actions that pertain to fulfilling the rights of other people, whether it is actions fearing Allah Ta'ala in refraining from haram, whether it is the financial rights due unto others, the mu'asharat, fulfilling that those around us, our parents, our wives, our children, those in our employment, upholding and keeping our family ties with relatives. Beloved, this action, Allah Ta'ala, but an important qualifier on each of them is let us bring about ikhlas and sincerity. I do not do it so that I may be praised, or I famous amongst people, or that it may be said that so is selfless. Let us do it only and solely for them who will reward like nobody else can reward, for the love, the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal alone. And so the means to adopt, to draw the mercy of Allah Ta'ala, to bring about ikhlas, sincerity in our actions, especially to stay away from haram and sin, one great means of drawing the mercy of Allah, individually, collectively, abundant istighfar, tawbah. In Surah Nuh alayhi wa salam, one of the means by which Allah punished the nation of Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam is a severe drought. Nuh alayhi salam said to his people, Istro Rabbakum, abundantly resort to asking Allah forgiveness for your sins. And what will emanate from that? Various benefits of Allah are, the first is Yursili Sama'a alaykum mara. Allah Ta'ala will send down rain in torrents upon you. Allah Ta'ala will bless your orchards with abundance of fruits. Your rivers will start to flow again. Allah will increase your financial means and your offspring on account of simple but deeply powerful action, istighfar. So the shortest form, we say astaghfirullah abundantly, or astaghfirullah alladhi la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum wa atubu. Shorter form, astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayh. We know the and sunnah namazes, the sayyidul istighfar, Allahumma anta rabbi la ilaha illa anta khalaqatani wa na'abda ala ahdik wa wa'dika mastata'at, a'udhu bika min sharri ma sana'at, abu'u li ni'matika alayhi wa abu'u bi dhanbi, firli fa innahu la yaghfiru dhunuba illa. Known as the sayyidul istighfar, the leader of all forms of istighfar. Furthermore, let us do things that to Allah Ta'ala alone, especially sadaqah. Do abundant sadaqah, which only Allah Ta'ala is aware of. That is one of the powerful means of cooling the anger of Allah Ta'ala, speedily the mercy of Allah Ta'ala, a guaranteed protection from a bad death. But ultimately, to forsake sin, to forsake haram, to adopt haya and modesty. An amazing incident is mentioned in the book Khawateen-e-Islam ke Karnama, also Haya Pakdamani, talking about the major achievements of our sisters in Islam and mothers, amazing feats and achievements. Shah Abdul Haq Muhaddith Rahimahullah mentions that in that time, in the city of Delhi, the capital, there was a drought. Here was the drought, no, there was no fruit in the. People became desperate even for a few slices of bread or roti. They were encouraged to resort to abundant istighfar. Eventually, the ulama advised that all the people of the city go out of the city to the streets to engage in istighfar, sanatul istisqa, take along little children, take along the innocent, any means to draw the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. The salah was performed. They all resorted to sincere tawbah and istighfar. let alone rain. There was not an inkling of even a cloud in the sky. And the situation becomes more and more desperate. They are standing the entire day in severe heat. When suddenly, a young man to one side, and he is walking, pulling along a camel, and seated on this camel is a female who in the full niqab and hijab and a veil. And then he raises his hand in dua, and people note before he even completes dua, suddenly the sky is filled with clouds and torrents of rain come down. They come to him afterwards and say, that tell us, what dua did you make that definitely we saw that on your dua Allah Ta'ala caused it to rain? He said, I said, this is my elderly mother whom I am in her service, but Ya Allah, her entire life, she has never once gazed to a man supposed to look at, and never has anybody cast the gaze towards her. It's a very, very high level of duty, but we can at least make an attempt in our simple little ways to forsake haram in these regards. And he says that, Ya Allah, if her piety and her chastity are beloved to you, then send down beneficial rain upon your creation. And he says, before I saw that it is raining in the surrounds, Allahu give me all of us tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.